From KQED News, I'm Susie Rocha with The Do-List. Cy Musica returns next week, but David Wiegand is here with me. He's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Let's start with the centennial for the chairman of the board.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is lovely, it's the wrong face.
That's, of course, Frank Sinatra, and you can celebrate the centennial of his birth this weekend. There's several special events.
That's right, and I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I mean, the last thing I would ever listen to, so I thought, would be Frank Sinatra. Mm. And now there are probably more Sinatra CDs in my collection than even classical music. I think that he really was an extraordinary singer, and his legacy is incredible. And so there are different ways to sort of mark his centennial this week, including Sinatra at 100 at Herbst Theater with Noah Griffin and several other people.
Earlier this week, I got to talk to Noah Griffin. He actually organized that show at the Herbst. He heads the Cole Porter Society. And I asked him why Sinatra has continued to endure.
His enduring legacy is that he speaks the emotional language of love. You can feel the pain, the pathos in his voice, and you know he's experienced it. He's been called the poet laureate of lyric, and I think that's absolutely true. He gets across the song in a way in which nobody before, or I think since, has done it.
Frank Sinatra at 100 Years is at the Herbst tonight, but there are other shows, right, David?
That's right. Let Us Break Bread, which is the title of the program by the Oakland Symphony Orchestra. That'll feature a lot of Sinatra music, but also a lot of holiday music with guests like Vocal Rush from the Oakland School for the Arts, the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, Mount Eden High School Choir, and, of course, the Oakland Symphony and Choir. Also, Jonathan Peretz, who starred in The Rat Pack Is Back, a Las Vegas production honoring Sinatra, makes his Feinstein's at the Nico debut on Saturday. That show is sold out, but you might be able to get some Rush tickets.
And the Nutcracker, of course, is being performed all over the Bay Area for the next few weeks. But there are also alternate versions who might not be able to make it to some of the main stages around the Bay. One of those is from the Mark Forringer Dance Project.
That's right. For several years, Mark Forringer Dance Project has been doing Nutcracker Suites. The ballet itself is great for kids, but this one is even maybe better because it's only 15 minutes, 10-piece orchestra, contemporary take on the Nutcracker. And that's at the Cowell Theater at Fort Mason until December 22nd. And a couple of others, the San Francisco Ballet Nutcracker, which is the oldest Nutcracker in the United States, is at the Opera House from December 16th to 31st. Oakland Ballet does its Nutcracker December 19th and 20th. The Silicon Valley Ballet does its Nutcracker December 12th to 27th. And a little bit non-Nutcracker-y, ODC's traditional Velveteen Rabbit continues through December 13th.
And up next, my kind of holiday music.
It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport. All the planes are grounded and the fog is rolling in.
So I'd call this a 1-2 punch. You've got Nick Lowe and Lowe Straightjackets together for Nick's quality holiday review. It should be a great time. I'm a huge fan of both these artists.
Yeah, no, their live shows are terrific. And there's actually, it's a 1-2-3 punch because the Cactus Blossoms are on the bill as well.
That's right. They're a duo. And I just saw Nick Lowe not too long ago in Brooklyn. He's just as brilliant and timeless as ever. And he mostly does acoustic these days. And so it's really fun to see him with a rockin' band like Lowe Straightjackets. They're at the Great American tonight, Saturday night at the City Winery in Napa, and Monday at Harlow's in Sacramento. And the Oakland Museum has a new exhibit opening this weekend that sounds really fascinating. It centers around Japanese suseki, which is the art of displaying stones on carved wooden platforms, a very nature-based art form.
That's right. The exhibit is called Unearthed, Found, and Made. So it includes the Japanese art as well as six new works by the artist Jedediah Caesar, who sort of allegedly imitates geological processes in the process of making his sculptures. That's what the museum says. And it sounds really interesting. You've got sort of things that you would find in nature and then what man does with them. Oakland Museum is always wonderful to visit.
And I love the fact that he's actually collaborating with two amateur clubs here in the Bay Area for this exhibit.
That's true.
Unearthed, Found, and Made is on display at the Oakland Museum of California until April 24th. That's 2016. 16. I can't believe I'm saying that.
I know.
It's our cheap thrill. Admission is just $7.50 on Fridays and $15.95 on other days of the week. That's for adults. And a Baltimore duo comes to the Fillmore. That's the dreamy, dark Beach House from Depression Cherry, the first of two albums that Beach House released this year. And I don't know, for me, they're just that perfect soundtrack for these, like, kind of gray,
rainy
days.
It fits,
you know?
It fits the weather and the season, I think, very, very well. The duo at the heart of this is Victoria Legrand, who was the niece of Michel Legrand, and Alex Scally. And the group was formed in 2004. They do dream pop, essentially, sort of. You know, they're influenced by people like the Cocteau Twins, and I think Victoria objects when people say that they're too wifty, you know. So he says, no, we're loud, we're just not aggressive, you know. So
interesting. I kind of hear a little My Bloody Valentine in there, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Beach House is at the Fillmore for three nights starting Thursday. And David, you got a quick shout-out, right?
I did. I want to mention that Bay Area singer, who is, of course, known around the world, Chris Isaak, has a new album called First Comes the Night. It's his first album of original since 2009. He's going to be performing at the Golden State Theater in Monterey tonight, the Fox in Redwood City tomorrow, and the Uptown in Napa on Sunday.
And I want to mention the monthly story showdown at Oakland's Awaken Cafe that happens on Thursday. There's storytellers like, of course, Marga Gomez, who everybody knows, plus folks from Snap Judgment, people who've been at The Moth. They throw down for the audience's love and adoration, of course, but there's also cash involved. It's $12, so try to check it out. And if you don't get to it this month, they do it next month, too. Thanks for the list, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Susie Racho. Check out more of KQED's arts coverage and performance listings at kqed.org/thedolist.